Good afternoon.
大家下午好。
Thank you for welcoming me to the Mandarin worship today.
感谢邀请我到国语的崇拜里面。
It's exciting for me because this is the first time I'm able to preach in English and in Mandarin on the same day.
谢谢大家，因为我今天是第一次的可以在英文堂和国语堂都讲到。
And I'm confident that Pastor Luke will make my sermon better and funnier than it actually is in English.
我知道Samuel牧师已经准备了非常好的讲道，请大家洗耳恭听。I
know you can't tell, but I'm actually smiling under my mask.
Okay.
2020 has been a tough year like no other.
2020年太难了，难得前无古人。With
all the challenges and struggles that have come in 2020, the pastoral staff thought that it would be good to end the year on a high note.
在2020年有这么多的挑战和挣扎呢，教会的牧者认为，我们试着以一个比较积极的一个声调来结束这一年。So
for the rest of the year, instead of talking about COVID and how to deal with hard times, we decided to shift gears a bit and talk about something a little bit more positive, but just as close to home, to talk about unity.
因此呢，在今年剩下的时间里面，我们不再谈论有关 疫情怎么困难，而是我们换一个话题，讲一些积极的，而且跟我们相关的话题，就是关于合一的话题。I
would think that unity is a topic that hits close to home for us because as long as I've been at LGC, we've been trying to be one church with three congregations.
我认为合一对于我们来说息息相关，从我到主恩堂第一天开始，我们就一直努力成为一个三堂合一的教会。
I have to admit, sometimes we don't do a very good job of it, but at least we are trying.
我必须承认，有些时候我们做的不好，但至少我们在尝试。Of
all the biblical writers, Paul is probably one of the best to learn about unity from. He was a Jewish man taking the gospel to the Gentiles.
在所有圣经作者中，保罗可能是最好一个教导合一的一个老师。 因为他把福音带给了外邦人和犹太人。We
see some of this in Ephesians 3.
我们在以弗所三章之中会看到关于这方面的教导。Paul
has a mystery that he can't stop talking about.
保罗不断地在讲关于奥秘的问题。In these
13 verses, Paul uses the word translated mystery four times, three times in the first six verses.
在13节经文里面，保罗四次用了奥秘这个词语，其中三次呢是出现在前七节的经文中。I
think when we hear the word mystery, it piques our interest.
我们听到奥秘这个词的时候，可能我们会兴趣盎然。But
the word translated as mystery meant something different to Paul and the people back then than it does to us.
但对当时的人和保罗来说， 奥秘这个词和我们现在所理解的可能有些不同。Mystery
to us means something to be solved.
奥秘对于我们来说意味着是一些没有被解决的问题。But
for Paul, mystery meant what had been revealed to him by God.
但对于保罗来说，奥秘意味着神对他的启示。And
what God had revealed must have been something pretty big, considering how much Paul talked about it in this passage.
神对保罗所启示的事情一定是很宏大的事情，但我们要看看保罗在这节经文，在段经文里面他要谈论多少。And
in verse 6, Paul tells us what this mystery is. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus.
所以在这六节的经文里面，保罗就告诉我们奥秘是什么。 其实这个奥秘就是外邦人能够在耶稣基督里面借着福音与以色列人同为后嗣，同为一体，同享应许。To
us, this might not seem like a big deal. We know that we should all get along.
对于我们来说，这似乎没有什么大不了。我们都知道，我们应该要和睦相处。But
to the people hearing Paul's words, this would have been shocking.
但对于当时听到保罗这些话的人来说，这句话是很令人震惊的。
The Jews always thought of themselves as God's people, And they weren't willing to share that with anyone else, not even those who are half or even part Jewish.
因为犹太人呢，他们一直把自己看作是神的选民，他们不愿意跟别人分享这个身份，甚至是那些半犹太血统的人，他们也不愿意分享这样的身份。
So to hear Paul say that the great mystery is that through the gospel, Gentiles are heirs together with Israel would have been like a stake through the hearts of any Israelite.
所以当听到保罗说这奥秘就是外邦人能够在耶稣基督里借着福音与以色列人同为后嗣的时候以色列人他们的感觉就好像心如刀割的感觉。
How could Gentiles be co-heirs with the Israelites?
外邦人怎么可能跟以色列人同为上帝的后嗣呢？
But Paul says this isn't his plan. In verse 7, he says, I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power.
但保罗说，其实这并不是他自己的话。第七节里面说，他说，这是神运用大能赐我的恩典，叫我能成为这福音的使者。
This isn't Paul's plan. He's just a servant of the gospel. This is God's plan and has been God's plan since the beginning.
所以这不是保罗自己的计划，他只是福音的使者。这是神的计划自创世以来就是神的计划。
Verses 8 and 9 say, Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ.And to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God who created all things.
所以第八、第九节说，他说，我本来比最卑微的圣徒还卑微，却蒙上帝赐给我的恩典，让我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，让全人类都明白世代隐藏在创造万物里面神的奥秘。
This is what was given to Paul.To preach the good news, to share the gospel with the Gentiles, to make known to everyone what was revealed to him, that this was God's plan, which had been hidden for ages.
所以这就是神希望保罗所做的，就是要他要传福音，要向外邦人分享好消息，把隐藏在神里面的奥秘，通过他让所有人明白神的启示。
And Paul explains why in verse 10, he says,His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms.
然后第十节保罗就解释了这个内容所在，那是为了透过教会，让天上的执政者和掌权者现在可以看出神丰富的智慧。
God's plan was to use the church, a church united,A church made up of Jews and Gentiles to not only change the world, but to show those in the heavenly realms that God in his mercy and grace could bring together even Jew and Gentile.
所以这就是神的计划，他是要使用教会，一个合一的教会，就是一个由犹太人和外邦组成的教会，不仅是改变世界，也是向天上来展示说，他是可以让这种就是犹太人和外邦人这样的一种分裂是可以合一的。
I'm not sure what Paul meant by rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, and even scholars can't seem to agree on what Paul had in mind when he referred to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms.
我不能确定保罗所说的所谓的天上执政掌权者是什么意思，因为好像学者都没办法在这个问题上达成共识。
But I don't think it's that important who Paul was referring to. The point that Paul is making is that Jew and Gentile, two groups that wanted very little to do with each other, especially since Jewish people saw Gentiles as being so far beneath them, could now come together under the blood of Christ.
但我想这个不是太重要。最重要的是，保罗想讲犹太人和外邦人两个种族，原本犹太人把自己看作是高高在上把外邦人看作是很低贱，但他们在基督的宝血之下可以重新聚在一起。
And their coming together would be a powerful testimony to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms.
所以这就成为了对天上的执政者和掌权者的一个很有力的见证。
And if their coming together could be such a powerful witness to those in the heavenly realms, can you imagine the witness it would be in this world to see Jew and Gentile together in Christ?
如果对天上的执政掌权者来说，这都是一个大的见证。那么试想，对这个世界，这个见证是何等的大呢？就是犹太人和外邦人在基督里面，他们合一了。
The unimaginable would have come true, not by human effort or by human means, but by the blood of Christ.
所以这种难以想象的事情，它不是靠着人的努力和手段达成的，而是通过基督的宝血达成的。
And through the existence of a church where Jew and Gentile could not only coexist but love each other as brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以这个犹太人和外邦并存的教会啊，他们在里面不只是并存，而是在里面要像弟兄姐妹那样彼此相爱。
I've always thought that an Asian church united, a church where young and old, first and second and third generation.Could worship together and live out the gospel together would be a great witness to this world about the grace of Jesus Christ.
我一直认为，就是一家合一的，就是亚洲的教会，无论是我们的老人和少年，我们的第一、第二、第三代，我们一起敬拜，一起活出福音，是向这个世界去对耶稣的恩典的一个美好的见证。
That was one of the main reasons I came to LGC because I believe the church has a similar vision, but not just old and young, not just first and second generation, but also of Cantonese, English, and Mandarin all together united.
这也是我来主恩堂服事的原因，因为我相信教会有这样的一个看见，不仅是老少，不仅是第一、第二代，而且还有是粤语堂、英文堂和国语堂三堂的合一。
And I know we're still trying to figure this out, but I'm hopeful. I'm very hopeful that we can do this and that we can do it well.
我知道我们仍在想办法达成这个目标，但我有信心我们能做到这一点，而且我们能够做得好。
But I also know how difficult it is and how costly it can be.
但我也知道其实这个很不容易，而且是要付上代价。
Unity comes at a cost, and sometimes that cost is quite high.
合一是要付代价的，而且有些时候代价很高。
The price was very high for Jesus, who died on the cross to bring us together.
耶稣付出代价很高，他死在十字架上，为的要把我们召聚在一起。
And the price was also high for Paul. He says so himself, first in verse 1, when he says, "For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles."
保罗也付出很大代价。第一节里面他说。为此，我保罗为了把耶稣基督传给你们外邦人而做了囚犯。
And then he adds in verse 13, "I ask you therefore not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory."
然后在十三节里面，他继续说：“所以我请求各位不要因我为你们受苦而沮丧，这其实也是你们的荣耀。”
Paul knew that the cost of seeing God's revelation fulfilled was high, not just for Jesus who had to die on the cross so that he could be resurrected, but for himself as well.
保罗知道，他要得到神的启示，就看到神的启示被应验，是要付出很高的代价，不单是死在十字架上，然后复活的耶稣那么简单，对于他自己来说也是如此。
But Paul was okay with that.He was willing to be a prisoner of Christ Jesus for the sake of the Gentiles, so that the Gentiles could hear the good news of Jesus Christ.
但他接受了，保罗也愿意为外邦人做了基督的囚犯，而且使得外邦人能够听到耶稣基督的福音。
And he knew that he had to suffer in order to further God's work. But again, he didn't want his brothers and sisters in Christ to be discouraged by his suffering for them.
他知道他自己必须受苦才能让神的工作继续，但他呢又不想让基督里的弟兄姐妹呢为自己的受苦而感觉沮丧。
Because as Paul says, it's for their glory, so that they could know Jesus as Lord and Savior.
因为这全都是为了他们的荣耀，以至于他们可以知道耶稣是他们的救主。
The cost of unity is quite high. It cost Jesus his life on the cross, and it cost Paul time in jail and physical suffering for it.
所以合一的代价是很高的，他让耶稣需要在十字架上舍命，他也要保罗需要在狱中度日，承受身体上的各种痛苦。
So I need to ask, what are we willing to pay for unity in our church?
所以我想问，我们愿意为教会的合一付上什么样的代价呢？
We talk about one church with three congregations. We've even set up the structure of the church so that we are one church with three congregations to try to achieve the kind of unity that Paul is talking about.
我们的教会是一个由三堂组成的教会。我们有一个教会的架构，使我们能够可以有三堂，而且是成为一个教会，以此来实现，保罗所说的合一。
But what about us individually? What price are we willing to pay for such unity?
但对于我们每一个人呢，我们愿意为教会付上什么样的代价呢？
Are we willing to swallow our pride instead of complaining about how the young people worship differently or how the Cantonese and English congregations do things differently? Are we willing to accept each other and maybe change the way we think and the way we do things for the sake of unity?
所以我们能否放下自己的骄傲呢？我们能不能去不抱怨别的群体，用什么样的方式来带领敬拜？我们能不能去接受粤语堂和英文堂他们不同的这样的一个，做事的方式，以此能够，为了教会的合一改变我们自己的方式和理念呢？
Or will we demand that others change to meet us and meet our ways?
或者你想让别人改变来符合你自己的方式呢？
I've learned in my time here that all three congregations have their own way of doing things.
所以在主恩堂服事的时候，我体会到三堂都有自己的做事的方式。
Some things are quite different.
有些时候，有些东西是，有些方法是很不一样的。
I don't think one way is right and the other.
各位弟兄姐妹，不好意思，刚才是设备出了一些，问题，所以我们需要重启设备，现在我们，继续，我们，就是塞米牧师的讲道。
Sorry, I feel like it's my fault since I'm the only new thing here. I feel like this is my problem. And I feel like Mandarin congregation will never invite me back. I feel bad now, sorry.
放心，我们以后要给更多机会 Pastor Sam 讲道，这样的话我们的东西就会运行得更加顺利了。
I've learned in my time here that all three congregations have their own way of doing things.
所以在我服侍主恩堂的这段时间，我体会到三堂有不同的做事的方式。
Some things are quite different. I don't think one way is right and the other congregations are wrong, but they are different.
有些方式真的很不一样，但我并不认为某一方是正确的。其他两堂就是错误的。
And they could be viewed by some, maybe not as wrong, but maybe not as right as our way.
有些想法会觉得是，也许不是错误，可能有些人就觉得说，我的方法可能是更加好。
But maybe that is part of the price that we need to pay for unity.
但这也许就是我们需要为合一付出的代价。
Not that everyone has to be the same, not that everyone has to do everything the exact same way, but the realization and the acceptance that we are different.
我们要承认我们每个人都不是需要是相同的，我们也不需要用相同的方式来做事情，而是要意识和接受我们就是不同的。
That we're all made in the image of God, but we're still different. Not wrong, just different.
我们是按照神的形象所造的，但我们依然是不同的，不是对与错的问题，只是我们真的是不同。
And if we really want unity, instead of expecting others to change and become like us, maybe we need to be a little bit more open-minded and welcoming the other, and maybe try to learn from each other.
如果我们真的想要合一，我们可能不能期望别人变得跟我们一样，而是我们需要更加放开的去接受对方，甚至是我们去尝试去变得像他们一样。
I really hope we can learn from each other because when I look at the Mandarin congregation, I'm so impressed by the way they reach out to people. And I wish that English congregation would learn that from the Mandarin congregation.
我真的很希望我们可以彼此学习，因为当我看国语堂的时候，我发现他们很愿意做一些外展的工作。我很希望英文堂也有这样的一个热情去做外展的工作。
Maybe there are things that the Mandarin congregation can learn from the Cantonese congregation or the English congregation.
国语堂也是同样，他们也可以有向广东堂和英文堂学习的地方。
But until we start talking together and sharing together and learning together, I think it will be very difficult for us to be united together.
但如果我们不是尝试开始交流交谈的话，我们很难去互相的学习。
Unity doesn't come from everyone becoming just like each other. Unity comes from the realization that we are all made in the image of God.
所以合一它并不是让我们彼此变得一样，合一是来自我们认识到我们都是按着神的形象被造的。
And that it was God's plan from the beginning for all of us to be brothers and sisters in Christ.
神一开始的计划就是让我们在基督里都要成为弟兄姐妹。
For young and old, for Cantonese, English and Mandarin, for Chinese, Koreans and Caucasians, to all be united together.
不论是年轻的还是年长的，不论是粤语、国语还是英语，不论是中国人、韩国人还是西人，我们都在基督里一同合一。
All different in many ways, but united in Christ.United by the price that Christ paid for all of us, but also united by the sacrifices that each of us sometimes need to make for the body of Christ.
所以我们可以在许多方面不一样，但在基督里我们是合一的。所以基督为我们所付出代价带来了教会的合一，我们同样也要为他牺牲我们的小我，来带来这种基督的合一。
Maybe we have to ask ourselves, what price can I pay?
可能我们需要去问，我们愿意付出多少的代价。
Instead of demanding that others change and become like me and do things my way,
并不是说要求别人来去像我和像我那样去做事情。
Maybe we should start asking, why is it you do things differently than how we do it?
我们可能需要去问的问题是，哎，为什么他做事情的方式跟我不一样？我可以怎么去做呢？
Because I think as we start talking to each other and learning from each other and sharing together, we become united together.
我想，当我们真的愿意彼此交流、彼此交谈、彼此分享的时候，我们就是可以一同合一的时候。
Unity doesn't come easily, and it doesn't come cheap.
合一的代价并不小。
But when unity comes, it bears such an amazing witness for our Lord and Savior.
但合一来临的时候，它就成为对我们的救主的一个非常奇妙的见证。
So if we are serious about the unity of the church, and I believe we are, I think we need to ask ourselves, what price are we willing to pay for it?
如果我们真的是认真对待教会合一这个话题，我相信我们是认真对待的。我们需要问自己一个问题，我们愿意为此付出多少的代价？
Let us pray.
我们一同祷告。
Lord, we know your plan is for us to be united together as your body.
主，我们知道，你自己的计划是让我们合一成为你的肢体。
But we know it doesn't come easily and it doesn't come cheaply.
但我们也知道这并不容易，而且需要付代价。
We also know that you have paid the price for us by your death on the cross and through your resurrection.
但我们也知道你的死和复活已经为此付上了代价。
But we also know it takes work on our end to unite us together as your body.
但我们也知道这需要我们的行动能够来达成，这是在你那里的合一。
So would you help us to love each other, to share with each other, to grow together and to be united together in you?
所以求你让我们可以彼此分享，彼此相爱，在你里面可以一同成长，一起合一在你的身体里面。
We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督名祷告。阿门。